Today is February 21st, 2026, and we have a packed episode of the AMD GPU Daily. We'll be diving into some exciting developments in the AMD ecosystem, including updates to the ROCm platform, enhancements in Linux support for AMD GPUs, and significant improvements to the AOMP compiler. Let's get started with a quick headline overview before we dive deeper into each topic. Headline overview. 1. ROCm Tech Blog announces a minor fix regarding author bios, specifically for Nick Romero. 2. Ulamama 0.17 released featuring improved onboarding for the OpenClaw AI agent. 3. Linux 7.0 includes critical AMGPU fixes for older Radeon hardware. 4. AMD AOM 3.0 compiler enhances Fortran support and introduces a unified binary solution. Now, let's dive into each of these topics in more detail. First up, the ROCm Tech Blog. A minor but noteworthy update has come through regarding the author profile of Nick Romero. The fix primarily involved formatting adjustments to his bio and updating the thumbnail in the metadata section. While this may seem trivial, maintaining accurate and well-presented author profiles is essential in the open source community. It ensures that contributors are recognized for their work and helps foster a sense of community among developers. Romero is a software development engineer focused on enabling PyTorch on AMD GPUs, and his contributions to community issues and tools like TunableOp and Torch Inductor are invaluable. It's always refreshing to see the community continuously improving and recognizing its members. Next, let's move on to Ulamama 0.17. The open-source project Ulamama has released version 0.117, which brings significant improvements to the onboarding process for OpenClaw, an AI agent designed to enhance user interaction with various files and applications. The new release simplifies the onboarding experience. Users can now launch OpenClaw with a single command, Ulamama launch OpenClaw. This command automates the installation process, handles first launch security notices, and even assists in model selection. The goal here is to streamline the user experience, making it more accessible for developers and users alike to integrate AI capabilities into their workflows. Moreover, Ulamama 0.17 exposes the server's default context length in the user interface, which is crucial for developers to optimize their interactions with the model. This kind of user-friendly enhancement is vital as it allows developers to focus on building their applications rather than getting bogged down in setup complexities. Moving on to our next topic, Linux 7.0. The latest updates to Linux 7.0 have brought a slew of fixes for AMD's older Radeon hardware, particularly focusing on the Direct Rendering Manager, DRM drivers. One of the key contributors to this effort has been Timur Kristoff from Valve's open source Linux graphics team. His work has been instrumental in improving support for the aging GCN 1.0 and GCN 1.1 GPU architectures. The recent patches address a black screen issue that users experienced with analog connectors using the AMD GPU DC display code. This fix not only resolves the issue, but also enhances the consistency of analog connector support, aligning it more closely with other display types. Additionally, there's a critical fix for Apple MacBook Pros with switchable graphics, resolving cursor flickering issues in GNOME on Wayland. This is particularly important for users who rely on these older systems for development or other tasks. The ongoing support for legacy hardware demonstrates AMD's commitment to its user base, ensuring that even older devices can benefit from the latest software improvements. Now, let's discuss the AMD AOMP 23.0 compiler. The release of AOMP 23.0 continues to build on AMD's commitment to providing robust support for GPU offloading, particularly for Fortran programming. This release is rebased against the latest LLVM Clang-Flang development code, which means it incorporates the most recent advancements in compiler technology. One of the significant changes in this release is the shift from distributing specific builds for different Linux distributions to offering a unified tar file built on many Linux. This change aims to simplify the installation process for users, making it easier to get started with AOMP regardless of their Linux distribution. The focus on enhancing Fortran support with the Flang frontend is particularly exciting, as Fortran remains a critical language in scientific computing and high-performance computing, HPC. The improvements in FLANG are expected to facilitate better performance and more efficient code generation for developers working with AMD GPUs. To wrap up today's episode, it's clear that AMD is making strides across multiple fronts, from improving user experiences with tools like Llama to ensuring that legacy hardware continues to receive support in newer operating systems. The enhancements in compiler technology and ongoing community contributions reflect a thriving ecosystem that is committed to both innovation and accessibility. As we look ahead, we can anticipate even more developments in AMD's software and hardware offerings, especially as they continue to push the boundaries of GPU computing for AI and ML workloads. Stay tuned for more updates in the coming weeks as we follow these exciting trends. Thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AMD technology.